morning and welcome to ADC Radio, coming to you from Bray, County Wicklow. This morning we have some very interesting guest speakers. Let me introduce my friends and classmates, Ilaria, Veronica, Beatrice, Milena and me, Constantina. We are a group of students from Italy and we are visiting Ireland for the first time. In my group we decided to talk about Dublin, a little world inside a big one. We went to Dublin only a few times, but even if we didn't have much time to visit it, we loved it. Streets full of life, colors, music and statues, museums, restaurants, pubs and shops caught our attention immediately. It is a good city to visit because it offers both culture and entertainment. Each of my friends are going to talk about something that enchanted us. Veronica is going to talk about general culture, Milena about Temple Bar, Beatrice about O'Connell Street, and last but not least, Ilaria is going to sum up our thoughts.
Hi, my name is Veronica and I'm going to talk about Dublin culture. Dublin is one of the most ancient towns in Europe and knows how to value its past. It is the city of literature and is always associated with great names of poets, novelists and dramatists, such as Shaw, Wilde, Joyce, Swift and many others. If you want to know more about them, you should go to Writers' Museum or Joyce's and Wilde's houses. In particular, Joyce Museum would be very interesting for Italian people since he had been living in Trieste for many years. For those who like arts, there is the Dublin National Gallery and the Modern Art Gallery to see. The former exhibits even masterpieces of Caravaggio and Picasso. I liked also the section dedicated to fairy tale illustrations. Besides, there are often musical and artistic events to take part in. You can always listen to Irish music in some restaurants and pubs anyway.
Hello there! My name is Milena and as Constantina said, I'm going to talk about Temple Bar! Temple Bar is a vibrating area full of soul. You can see musicians playing on the streets, vintage shops, pubs, random people walking around and colorful buildings. It is a really interesting area, not just for its appearance, but even because it is very multicultural and I love seeing different cultures all together in the same place. A number of these cultural centers and especially of arts organizations are located around this area, including the Button Factory, the Arc, the Gallery of Photography and the National Photography Library. I think this area of the city is particularly brilliant because here every person's needs are satisfied. Even if you are very bored, you can immediately find something interesting just walking through the cobbled streets. And if you are very sad, you should try the good tasting crepes with chocolate. Your happiness will pick up quickly.
Hi, I'm Beatrice and I'm going to talk about O'Connell Street. Streets are full of bright colors and life. Old red brick houses stand among modern glass constructions and light colored frontages. O'Connell Street runs along the city with its stream of people and its parade of statues. Politicians, novelists, musicians and historical giants looking down at the crowded street or looking up at the cloudy sky. And in the center of the city, the spire rises in all its highness. A modern tribute to the light, surrounded by all testimonies of the not always bright Irish history, like the holes of bullets in the columns of the General Post Office. A good tip for walking around Dublin. You have to keep attention while crossing the roads, but if you listen to the street lights, you won't have any problem.
Hi, my name is Ilaria and I'm the last member of this group. We decided to talk about Dublin because it's the city we have visited most on our stay in Ireland. As we told you, we have seen many things and beautiful places, and we wanted to share with you our emotions, thoughts, feelings and experiences. I think Dublin is important because it's the capital of Ireland, and it is the symbol of its culture and lifestyle. Moreover, Dublin is very famous in Italy, mostly in our region, Friuli, because of James Joyce. He lived in Trieste for many years, so we studied him a lot at school, and we will also be tested on him at the end of secondary school. So Dublin gave also us the opportunity to gain much more information about this writer. Going around Dublin, we found out that it perfectly melts English and Celtic culture, creating an atmosphere unique and not easy to find in other places. Thanks to this project, we wanted to give you our personal idea of the city, inviting young people and students of all Europe to come and visit this beautiful place. I hope we are succeeding in our purpose.
Okay, well done guys, thank you again. Very, very good. Very interesting and very well written. Okay, well done. And finally, one more, are we two more groups?
No,
that's it. Okay, so that's it, we're finished, you're all in two.